Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Get away.
If you would like to get away, Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide, with lots of deals. They have lots of partners. They are the most trusted people in travel. They've been working at this since 1957, so they know their way around travel. We'll be talking about experiences that you might want to have or may have had this week, so stand by for some nice travel information here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, need to text while driving? Try Dragon Dictation voice recognition. What you say turns into text.
Ooh.
It's faster and easier than typing Dragon Dictation. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer family, the Frommer's Travel Guide. I wonder what you thought when you saw that United Flight 724 took off from Honolulu on its way to San Francisco, and 2 hours out, they turned the plane around and went back to Hawaii because the pilots realized they didn't have enough fuel. I'd like to be sitting on that plane. Oof.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, can you imagine? There's always something, isn't there? And I know a lot of people are nervous about the fact that Virgin and Alaska are merging.
I don't get that. I understand that if you leave it to Richard Branson, who made the most money in this because he put the seed money into it, but he didn't want to sell it. It's his brand, but yet because he's not an American citizen, he couldn't have enough ownership to counter the board of directors who wanted to cash out. So
Board of directors were having to pay him, I think it was $8 or $9 million a year just for the use of the name. Yeah. And so this is going to be a big cost savings for them. I'm not sure if it's a bad thing. I think, you know, Alaska and Virgin both have great reputations. They have good on-time records. They have good customer service. Yeah, the purple lighting is going to go. You're no longer going to have the groovy experience that you once had on Virgin. But I think they're going to do well by the passengers in terms of, like, the frequent flyer numbers and that.
You're an expert. I'm not. I just travel a lot. I don't agree with you. I think Alaska Airlines is nothing special in the air. I just find them to be flat blah.
Well, the cachet of the Virgin name came with a big price tag, as we discussed, $8 million. And, you know, it may be because of where you are. People who live in the country where they have to use a lot of Alaska love it.
Really?
It really is a very popular airline. It has one of the best on-time records in the industry. Mm-hmm. It loses the least bags. It's considered very customer-friendly. So, yeah, it's not as hip. It's not as cool as Virgin. But it also doesn't have that $8 million a year price tag attached just to using the name.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Yep. All right. There, you wrote this week about taking your teenager who is looking for a college home on a vacation, visiting colleges. How do you structure a good trip?
And I think I didn't. I got so overwhelmed with how many choices there were that I took us to 18 colleges in 2 weeks, which was overwhelming. So don't do that to your kid. Don't make the same mistake as I did. But also look at which schools where it's important to visit. The schools that are really, really competitive, that have so many people applying, they don't care whether you visit or not. Whereas other schools, they'll take note because their ratings are based on how many people accept them back if they say to the applicant, yeah, we want you. If the applicant then thumbs their nose, it's bad for their ratings. So certain schools, it's really good to visit in terms of that. Certain schools, it's not. But the key is your kid will have a lot better chance of getting into a school if they apply early decision. Yeah. So you want to see schools that your kid may like now rather than waiting until their senior year.
Exactly.
Junior.
Right.
Yeah.
Junior year is the time to travel. If you're just applying now, you're going to take the low end of the totem pole. You're going to, like, most of the decisions and acceptances are going out in April, and that's late. Some of the early people are in November. This is a time in junior year in high school to be going out. Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. The Frommer's Travel Guide is there.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.